Hello and welcome to another edition of The Sixth Man. I'm your host, Josh Riley, and it's about that time. The NBA playoffs start this Saturday. There's about one game left in the regular season. So, as is expected, a lot of talk now turns to who is the league's most valuable player. Now, most of you know that a lot of the talk has been surrounding James Harden and Russell Westbrook, and depending on whose list you're looking at, they are interchangeable as far as those one and two slots. Now, on Sunday, this past Sunday, Russell Westbrook broke the NBA record held by Oscar Big O Robertson for most triple-doubles in a season when he got 42 against the Denver Nuggets. This was a record that pretty much there's a general consensus that it was not going to be broken anytime soon. It stood for 55 years. And he broke it on Sunday by getting his 42nd triple-double, like I said, against Denver. And probably the coolest thing was he got that triple-double. He scored 50 points to go along with 16 rebounds and 10 assists. And in so doing that, it was his third 50-point triple-double in his season, which is also an NBA record. He also hit a buzzer beater to come from behind and win that game, and also eliminated the Denver Nuggets from playoff contention for this season. Now, with that that triple-double, the one before that, he was officially averaging a triple-double for the entire season. And he's also the second player to do that behind the aforementioned Oscar Robertson. And he is now fourth all-time on the triple-double career list, behind only Jason Kidd, Magic Johnson, and yes, Oscar Robertson. And he is the only other one of two active players on that top 10 list, the other being LeBron James, who is in 7th place with 55 so far. So Westbrook, man, he's been leaving lots of jaws hanging open this whole season. And of course, there's been plenty of haters all over the place too, talking about triple-doubles not as great, his efficiency and field goal percentage is crap, blah, 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 his team is not that good, blah, 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 blah. One person in particular who, I don't know if he's a little bitter that he's worried that Westbrook might get it now or what, is James Harden. When asked about Westbrook's record-breaking night, you know, he said it's a great individual accomplishment and everything, but he said that he feels like that winning is the biggest determining factor as far as who should get MVP, as far as like team record. And yes, historically, MVP has been awarded to the top two or three teams in the league. Usually it's best player on best team gets MVP. This is no just standard garden variety MVP season we're talking about here, though. Granted, if Westbrook doesn't go off the way he does, Harden is a shoe-in for MVP. He has 21 triple-doubles himself, which is a huge uptick from last season, and he has the Rockets in third in the uber-competitive Western Conference. But there is a couple of problems with his assertion that winning is the most important factor. For one thing, if that's the case, then he would definitely not get MVP, because Kawhi Leonard on the Spurs, they have a better record. Also, Kevin Durant or Steph Curry on the Warriors, they have a better record too. So any one of those guys should then get MVP. So Harden, you still wouldn't get MVP, even if winning was just the most important thing. So he still doesn't get MVP based off of that. And also, for the Houston Rockets, yes, they're a better team in the conference because Harden has more help. He has a deeper team. Westbrook is pretty much doing this all by himself. He has decent role players, but he has nowhere near the kind of guys around him that Harden has every night. So of course he has to do more, of course he has to shoot more, and anyone that's calling him selfish clearly does not know what it means to average double digit assists for an entire season. It means dudes pass the ball all the time. So, and even with all that, I mean, the Rockets only have 8 more wins than the Thunder, and the Rockets have a much more balanced, loaded team. So, I mean, I just feel like it would be a travesty by the NBA to just ignore this kind of accomplishment that no one ever thought was going to happen or see in a generation and not give it to to Westbrook just for the effort that he's put in, the fact that he has the Thunder in the sixth place in the Western Conference, when many people thought that once Durant left, the Thunder were going to be a lottery team, you know, towards the bottom of the standings. But yet here he has them in the mix of the playoffs. So I think that needs to be honored and recognized. And anyone else can say boo about it. I don't care. Most valuable player means most valuable player. It means if you take that player off of that team, they will suffer without them. And so, yes, the Rockets would not do as well without Harden, but they would probably be pretty decent. You take Westbrook off of the Thunder, and they might win like 9-10 games for the season. Like, they would suck. So in that case, it's a no-brainer. Give it to Westbrook. Come on. Give it to him, please. Now, here is some reaction from Westbrook right after the game when he accomplished the 42nd triple-double. Here's what he has to say.
42 triple-doubles. You now hold the NBA record for most triple-doubles in a season. What is it like to be a part of history?
It's amazing. It's nothing I never could dream about as a kid, man. I'm just very thankful and, you know, blessed to be able to go out and compete at a high level, at the highest level. And, you know, just thankful for my teammates, my coaching staff, my fans, my family. And you know, just thank God for my blessings each and every day.
Russell, so many people thought this wasn't possible, to average a triple-double, to break the Big O's record. Was there a point in this season where you knew it was possible?
My motto is why not, and I always stick by it. Regardless of what people say, what is possible, what's not possible, I continue to think why not, and continue to strive to be the best I can be.
We appreciate it. What a game.
Appreciate it.
Exactly. Why not? Why not him? That's, to me, that's a really cool mantra. It's like, why not? Door is open, why can't I walk through it? You know, anything is possible. As long as he has that mentality, you know, he's going to be successful. So I say, why not give him the MVP? The dude freaking deserves it. So the NBA, please, and people voting for it, do the right thing. Give the man the hardware he deserves. Well, that's it for me on this edition of The Sixth Man. I'm your host, Josh Riley. Looking forward to the playoffs starting this Saturday. So as you just heard, my pick for MVP, Russell Westbrook. No-brainer. Easiest answer that I have. I will be keeping you updated as the playoffs heat up. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Sixth Man. I'm your host, Josh Riley. Peace.